Achyut, Achyut Ishvara?
That in that definition, he's with Ishvara, because when the Dasamula is defined in Chit Achyut Ishvara, where is the internal potency come? So, because you're talking about what's the relation between the jiva, the material world, and the Lord, so the internal potency is with the Lord. Because then when we define Ishvara, then we see in the Dasamul that you'll have, the Supreme, He is everything, then you'll have, He's, the Lord of all potencies, and then you'll have the Lord of Rasa, like that. So those are all connected with the Lord. Then you'll define the jiva, as the jiva itself, then the nature of jiva, then the liberated souls, the conditioned souls, then how is all that held together? Because then in that case, when you're defining that, then Achyut is contained within, He's Sarva Shakti. He's the Lord of all energies. And then that's all held together by Achinta Beta Beta Tattva. Is that so? Another interesting thing came about was the point about bridge, right? Being the bridge. So then the point was brought up about bridge preaching.
I was wondering if that was.
But bridge preaching, then the point is then what is the bridge? So generally we take it, it's the yoga, it's the this, it's the that, but actually the bridge is the Lord. So if you don't actually describe the Lord, it's not bridge preaching. It's just talking about a bridge. It's not bridge preaching. Yeah. So everybody's doing bridge preaching because you're trying to get across the bridge. Right? You know. Otherwise, it just ends up something that the old ladies sit around and play. Hari Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryan Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastamavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhana Shiva Sadigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, page 100. So unable to tolerate the blinking of their eyes, they became angry with the person who created blinking of the eyes. Among the women, only the gopis and not others exhibited Ludha Mahabhav, in which they could not tolerate the blinking of their eyes. Among the men, only Krishna's Priya Narmashakas, such as Subala, and not others, had such experiences. Since it is possible for only the gopis and the Priya Narmashakas to have Ludha Bhava, this is stated in Ujjwala Nilamani. Some of the Lord's conjugal lovers experienced the varieties of love to the stage of prema, others to other anuraga, others to the state of mahabhav. The narma vayasya friends attain up to anuraga, and Subal and his associates attain up to the stage of mahabhav. Ujjwala Nilamani 14, 232 to 233. So this point of the blinking of the eyes, that when they blink their eyes and they get upset because they can't see Krishna, so it's only those who will taste this Rudha Mahabhav. So that's, Mahabhav has three levels. So you have Rudha, I don't remember what the middle is, and then the top is the Madanayaka Mahabhav. So Rudha is all gopis and the Priyanarmashakas. Because Priyanarmashakas, they're intimate friends, right? Krishna has friends. So you have those who are younger, those who are older, those who are equal, and those who are intimate. So those who are intimate are the Priyanarmashakas. So they know about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. So they'll be, messengers and, somehow or another take part in arranging these things. So they're able to taste up to this level, this generic level of Mahabhav. So all gopis and these Priyanarma Shakas. Only those who are in Radharani's group, they can taste up to that middle point. And only Radharani tastes the highest point. So that's the point that Lord Chaitanya, Krishna came to taste as Lord Chaitanya. It's what is that mood of Madanayaka Bhav. Like that. So that will come up in the as we progress. Okay? So, yes. Yes, so they're seeing up to there. The others don't notice it that much. They're just always absorbed. So that's their perfection. But here the absorption is so great that that blink creates a break in their absorption. They're able to notice that. It's an 11th of a second. They notice it. And it's a disturbance. You know? So that's why then it's brought up. It's that Krishna, his beauty is so great. That festival is so great that then those who are so absorbed in it, they become disturbed because that festival, the festivities are broken for that nimisha where the eyes blink. And so they're criticizing Lord Brahma because of his creating things in this way.
Right? If they body spiritual, they body spiritual, you know, the
yes.
Most associates, how come then Lord Brahma created the body?
No, it's not a matter of Lord Brahma's creating the body. It's that, see, human pastimes mean what? Means what people do here. So that means the facilities, the importance, the perspectives, the abilities, that's all done on this level. Why? Because then it's not distracted by all the mystical things or all the grandeur that comes with. So in other words, the demigods and the yogis and the siddhas, that's too much piety and too much mysticism. Right? The demons then, it's they also want more power and all that, but it's too much materialism. So it won't enhance relationships. So either way you go, you lose relationships. Right? But if it's balanced in the middle, the human form, then you can taste relationships. That's the actual fundamental point. So that's why is that a human form of life, you're focusing on how to get ahead in life and all that, you've missed the point because that's not what human life for. Human life is for developing your love for Krishna and his associates. So it's about relationships. So even on the platform of Dharma, you follow that because relationships are the more. We see in the heavenly planets, they don't worry as much about that. Like Arjuna, when he went to see Urvasi, when Urvasi mentioned why she wanted to see Arjuna, then he says, oh no, but I see you like our great-great-grandmother. Like that. He says, that's in your realm. In our realm, we don't see like that. So that means relationships are reduced. It's more about enjoying the facilities. So above is enjoying the facilities. Below is enjoying the facilities. But human means that it's balanced. So it's about the relationship. So that's why it's the best. Okay? Now, of this, what is the perspective they're going to have in Goloka? Right? If it's all about love for Krishna, what's going to be the perspective? Is he going to be God? No. So then if he's not God, then where's the question of spiritual bodies and all this and all the philosophy? Does that make sense? So human form means it's there, and Brahma creates humans, so therefore then that's how it goes. So the perspective they use in Braj is, or in Goloka, you could say, is the perspective of from here. So they talk about Shastra here, they talk about the temporariness of life, they talk about, even though they're there and it's eternal, but the perspective they look at it is from here. That's why then if we're, you know, some will say, oh, only Goloka is, that's okay, the spiritual realm, and Gokul is not. But the perspective in Goloka is that of what they have in Gokul. Does that make sense? So then you just, so that's why it's not a problem for when they come here. It just carries on. Does that make sense? It's there. Only when they come out of the Prakat pastimes, you know, into where we are, where we can't see, where the pastimes are apakat, then they'll feel some, not any reduction in their Krishna consciousness, but reduction in dealing with the facilities. Because there's no time and space. It's only a concept to create mood. Here, there is time and space, and you're actually limited by it. So that becomes an annoyance for such persons. So, you know, we're thinking, oh, they have so much facility, they have this and that, but for them, what's special about it? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like the man has a Rolls Royce, and then there's a kid with a little model car, you know, that's, you know, 5 centimeters long that he pushes around on the floor, that's a Rolls Royce. So for him, if he got one of those, now that's a whoopee, and he's really over the top and really, you know, you understand? So those who come here from there, what's the specialness here? Nothing. The time and space limits everything, and it's not anything wonderful. We take it as wonderful because we're looking at the context within time and space. Does that make sense? So, therefore, they will look at it as if they do have a body that's created by Brahma. But they don't. But that's the context in which they deal in their pastimes. Does that make sense? Because then that just makes it all so much more nice. You know, if you want the mystic or those things like that, then you have to join another sampradaya. Because they'll work with Vrindavan on a lower level. We're working on Braj, which is the topmost. They'll work with Ananda Vrindavan or, you know, all these other forms of Vrindavan. Which is Radha and Krishna in their pastimes, but it's Lakshmi Narayan in the form of Radha and Krishna performing these pastimes. So there's an element of majesty. Like Jiva Goswami talks about Radha and Krishna Radharani going to the Rasa dance in a swan airplane with 10, I think, million or 10 billion maidservants. You know, so they're going to have it. You know, it's going to be a festival. Right? It's going to be a scene, right? But that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with there's no majesty, right? It's not even just the Madhurya. They're dealing with Madhurya. But it's that there's no majesty, and so it's just sweetness. It's just the aspect of that. It's just the human life. They go to the Rasa dance, you have to walk. You know, it's... Sorry? Yeah, so the whole... That's the difference, is that these simple things, that's what makes it... Then it's just about the Rasa. Means, it's not that the Vaikuntha wall is also about Rasa, but it's that aspect of Rasa attained within majesty. Right? So Goloka means... The mix. Vaikuntha means majesty. Braj means only sweetness. Goloka means the mix. Right? Does that make sense? So within Goloka, you have Goloka Vrindavan, right? So that's Braj. That's also known as Gokul. Because otherwise you have Mathura. But Mathura is already. So we can take the Mathura district. But within that Braj, that's the aspect we're talking about. So outside of that, then it has that mix of the two. So Mathura will be more sweetness, Dwarka will be a little less, you know, like it'll be, seems to be like half-half. Does that make sense? Okay. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that now King Parikshit asks a question. What are Krishna's birth and activities? In response, all at once, Sukadev, in the following two verses, describes everything in summary, with the desire to satisfy his own longing and increase the longing of the king. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottama, appeared as the son of Vasudev, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwarka, where, according to Vedic principles, he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of householder life. Thereafter, Lord Sri Krishna created a misunderstanding between family members just to diminish the burden of the world. Simply by his glance, he annihilated all the demoniac kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and declared victory for Arjuna. Finally, he instructed Uddhava about transcendental life and devotion and then returned to his abode in its original form. Right? So that's the just giving the whole pastimes in a nutshell. We see Jiva Goswami also does this with the first verse. He takes each syllable and shows how it's showing, unfolding all these pastimes. Like that. So then, yes, and we see here is that he declares the battle for Arjuna, right? Even though he's destroyed them all, but it's Arjuna who gets the credit. He goes to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with the transcendental devotees. Then he shows his interaction with the devotees in Dwarka, how his proper household life, the life of a king, everything like that nicely. And then we see, then he talks about transcendental life. That'll be 11th canto. Right? And then he goes. Conclusion. Yeah. Out of compassion, Krishna creates this material world to give the living entity a chance to understand his real position. This creation does not arise whimsically, as atheistic men think. They say that this world is unreal. There is no foundation, there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Atheistic rascals think that there is no God and that the creation has taken place by chance. Just as a man and woman meet by chance and the woman becomes pregnant and gives birth to a child, purva paksha. Actually, however, this is not the fact. The fact is that there is a purpose for this creation, to give the conditioned souls a chance to return to his original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and then return home back to Godhead, and be completely happy in the spiritual world. In the material world, the conditioned soul is given a chance to satisfy his senses, but at the same time he's informed by Vedic knowledge that this material world is not his actual place for happiness. Janma mrityu jara vyati dukkha doshanu darshanam. Bhagavad Gita 3:19. One must stop the repetition of birth and death. Uttara.
13:9.
Hmm?
13:9.
What did I say?
3:19.
3:19. Wow. I'm impressed. 3:19. Wow. Yes. Seeing that Bhagavad Gita only has. How you say chapters and not cantos, then. Yeah. Okay, so here's that one's able to use these different aspects as a bridge, but the point is it's the Krishna consciousness given in the Vedic literature that will take him across this ocean of nescience. So nothing else is going to take him across. That's the whole point. So Krishna's showing how ideal household life is. You're looking that you'll get something out of it. This is how it's done. You do it like this, it works. You don't do it like this, it doesn't work. Right? And so, but at the same time, by seeing that in contact with Krishna, then that's what's going to take you beyond. Right? He's following the Vedic rules about the activity that will make things work nicely here. Following these rules in connection to Krishna, that's what's going to take you beyond. So that's the whole point. It's done like that because living entities are individuals. And so it's not that there wouldn't be the same activities as going on in the spiritual realm. Difference being, in the spiritual realm, everybody there is God conscious. Right? Because generally, if you think about it, those in the spiritual world, they're all householders. There's some that are not, but basically they're all householders or connected to householders. Cowherd boys may or may not be householders, but they're connected to householders, so it's not exactly that, you know, they're out in the Brahmacharya ashram. So those who are not, there's a few. So the activities of the spiritual world are all about Krishna. So being engaged in Grihastha ashram, connected to Krishna, that's not a problem at all, technically. The problem is ourselves. And so Krishna shows how that's done. That's the whole point. That's the bridge. So we get distracted by the bridge. You're supposed to walk over the bridge, but we stop and check out the bridge. You know, like that. Google what year it was made. You know, go on, the whole thing. Yeah. So that's the thing. So here then it goes on. Every human being, therefore, should take advantage of this creation by understanding Krishna and his relationship with Krishna, and in this way return home back to Godhead, Siddhanta. Right? Because then, we'll say, to take care of yourself, maintain just so you can do this, doesn't actually take much. But we may say, well, that's impractical, I require more. Then the point comes down to who's the I. Right? So then one would have to agree the I is the soul, but then does the soul actually need those things? No. The body also doesn't need those things. But because the soul identifies with the body, then the soul thinks it needs those things because of its consciousness. So then, how are those things there? That's by the arrangement of the Lord. It's the modes of nature define what one's nature is. So then it's Krishna's potencies that define the nature. It's Krishna's potencies that allow you to act within that nature to get facilities that are attuned with that nature. So again, it's still down to Krishna and his potencies. It's not that, oh, I'm being practical and that. No, you're being foolish. You're being immature. Like that. I mean, of course, one has a very great adult false ego, but that doesn't mean it's mature. Like that. We just, by context, like a bunch of kids. Let's say you have a bunch of, 8-year-olds. Now, amongst themselves, are they immature? No. But now let's say some 5-year-old comes along. They're a kid. How are they going to play with us big boys? You understand? So, amongst the modern context of adulthood, then people will say, we're mature. Because, yes, you're mature just like an 8-year-old is more mature than a 5-year-old. But actual maturity is seeing things in connection with Krishna consciousness, seeing in connection with Shastra. That's actual maturity. Right? That's the whole thing. So then seeing it like that, then you would see is that the reason I need more is actually by Krishna's arrangement, by his potencies. Not that he wants me to have more. We wanted more, he arranged it. So therefore, since you want to work with more, fine, but work with that more in connection with Krishna. Because that's actually how it's there anyway. Because why is it the next guy wants something different? It's again the modes of nature. So even the context of why we can even think, no, I'm just being practical, we have to be realistic and all that. What is realistic? Realistic is understanding your conditioning is created by Krishna. The concept of it. Our material desire, we've fallen into that particular form. Therefore, we have that particular conditioning. But it's still by Krishna's... So, We have that by Krishna's grace. We're able to use it by Krishna's grace. We're able to get results by Krishna's grace. But since you're going to all that trouble, why not function on being Krishna conscious by Krishna's grace? Since you're going to do that endeavor anyway, why not get Krishna consciousness out of it? Because otherwise, if you don't, is that mature? Right? Somebody goes to make an investment. Okay, I have $1,000. I can invest it here. And then I did this and all that, and I got $2,000. And the other guy is thinking, yeah, I did the same investment. I got $10,000 because I left it longer because I had more knowledge and I had more, I put in more endeavor. So who's mature here? So he can say, no, but I'm getting all this and that and I need all that. Yes, but is that mature? You're only getting that? You're working so hard and not getting the eternal also? So that's what's being made. We take it, oh, if I'm getting the eternal, I can't have these other things. That's Mayavad philosophy. Just know it. That's just impersonal philosophy. Is that I can't have both. But the point is that if it's about Krishna consciousness, you'll get the material. But if you want the material, you can't get the spiritual. The spiritual, because the spiritual is based on the activities being performed connected to Krishna. But we want to perform the activities connected with ourselves and be Krishna conscious. That's not going to work. Right? Just like to give an example. Okay, the man makes some nice arrangement for the wife. Then he, you know, by the arrangement, then she comes in contact with that. Okay. Now, he has one of two options here. I mean, there may be more, but we're only going to work with two. Okay. One is the wife appreciates it. However she appreciates it, he lets that run. And he's just happy she's happy. Right? We see where we're going with this example. The other is that he tries to get something out of it. Yeah, he's so happy. He says, see, I made such nice arrangements. How's that going to go for him?
Not good.
It's not going to go good. The whole thing will be finished. So that's the point. You want material and spiritual, you won't get it. You want spiritual, the material's already included. But we want it to be obvious and direct. You're not going to get it. You know, it's like the saying, you can't have your cake and eat it. But we want both. But it's not going to work. The spiritual already includes the mechanical. But the focus is on, because the taste in the spiritual, that's so much greater. But we have this tendency, no, we want the material taste, but the material taste is not that great. Does that make sense? So we have to be convinced of that, and then gradually, that's why it's the gradual process. Yes.
We've heard this so many times.
Yes.
Still we do the same thing over and over again.
Yes.
We want our cake.
Yes. But after a while you start to notice that when I eat the cake, it's not there anymore. And eventually we start to notice maybe there's a pattern.
And if you need to do, we still...
So, but at least you've noticed that there's a pattern. And then you can go, wow, this pattern seems to have an effect on my happiness. And then slowly, that's why it says step by step. Because the process can be done immediately. But we like to stretch things out. You know, it's like, how you say?
The French with the marmalade. The less you have, the more you spread it out.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I was thinking of the kids who don't wash their mouth after eating the sweets so that they can take so a little longer.
I think it's the saying about culture. The French say, if culture is like marmalade, the less you have, the more you spread it out.
Oh,
the more you promote it.
Oh, I see, like that. Okay, that from that aspect. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so they're just taking you. Say you take the jar and just empty it out on top of the. Then you don't have to spread it at all.
Exactly.
That's okay. Oh, okay. Let's see. There's a little more connection between the French and Americans than they want to admit.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Prabhupada ki.